following program was pre-recorded. To ask a question on the air, call 1-800-229-3000 Monday through Wednesday at 10 a.m. Pacific. Welcome to New Life Live, the premier place to receive free advice from Christian psychologists and counselors for the mental, emotional, relational, and spiritual challenges you face. Since 1988, we've offered compassionate responses that combine God's truth with proven psychological principles to guide you toward healing. Our phone lines are open. Call us now at 1-800-229-3000.
Hello and welcome to another edition of New Life Live. I'm your host, Brian Perez, and we're going to be in the studio today for 2 hours taking your calls. Here's the number, 1-800-229-3000. Write that down. Maybe you don't need it today, but you'll need it in the future sometime. So write it down. NewLife.com is our website, and here to give you the advice that you're looking for, we've got clinical psychologist Dr. Jill Hubbard and licensed marriage and family therapist J.J. West. Jill, how are you?
Hey, I'm great. Wanted to give a shout out today to our director of communications, yes. Lisa Voyen. It is her birthday, and without her, none of us would be where we're supposed to be.
That's right.
Or at least at the right time.
Yes.
So
yes.
She
so
keeps
true.
Us all in check. So happy birthday, Lisa.
As I've told her since I met her a year and a half ago, I wish I could clone her because she's just amazing what she does. Thank you, Lisa, for everything. You are an amazing person. JJ, how are you?
I'm doing great. And not only does Lisa keep our show on track and keep all of us where we're supposed to be, she also produces the Everyman's Battle podcast and keeps me and Doug on track where we need to be, which is a huge task.
Yes.
So kudos and the happiest of birthdays to Lisa.
Yes, indeed. So what's on your mind to start us off today?
Yeah. You know, it's interesting. It's two things are on my mind. One is we just got back from doing another Everyman's Battle workshop in Dallas. And it was such a joy to be there, to be with those guys, to see. I say this all the time. I get to sit on the front row and watch God work miracles in people's lives. Such a great gig. So once again, it was a great weekend, and I was so thrilled to be able to be a part of that. The second thing that's on my mind is a conversation I had recently with a client who is in the midst of a career change. And she's really not sure what the next step is for her. She's not really sure where God is leading her. And we talked about the fact that we start with the, you know, Psalm 37:4, I believe it is, where he said, or is it 34:7? I may have mixed that up, where it says, delight yourself in the Lord and he will give you the desires of your heart. So often I think we interpret that verse that as long as I delight myself in the Lord, I'm going to get everything that I want. Like some sort of trade-off, some sort of quid pro quo. But really, I believe what the verse is saying is when I start with delighting myself in the Lord, he gives me my desires. He implants in me his desires and then brings them to fruition. And so we start not with, oh gosh, what am I going to do? What's going to be my income? How do I make this decision? I start with, is my delight in the Lord? Am I delighting in him? Am I trusting in him? Am I going to him? And that's not just platitudes. That's tangibly, am I sitting down and reclaiming, proclaiming to myself, God is in control. I am not. God is good and I can trust him. And I'm delighting in those truths today. As I do that, it shapes my heart.
Jill, any thoughts?
Oh, I love that. And it is Psalm 37, JJ. So you were right the first time.
Yes.
But yeah, I mean, God isn't just hanging
out. Should never doubt it myself.
Right. He's not just hanging out waiting to sign off on our plan, right? He is directing the plan. So great.
Indeed. So if you guys want to talk to Jill and JJ, they're going to be here for 2 hours today. We can talk about depression. We can talk about mental health. It is Men's Mental Health Awareness Month. We can talk about that, guys, if you want to call in 1-800-229-3000, or maybe you know a man who is struggling with his mental health. You can call on his behalf. You can call using an anonymous name, a different name, a fake name. That's what they call it. 1-800-229-3000 is our number. If you went to Every Man's Battle this week, weekend. We'd love to hear from you. In fact, we've got Grant coming up and also Pat. Stand by.
I went to Everyman's Battle in 2012. My sexual integrity was not what it should have been. I sought out affairs, whether physical or emotional. Until I came to Everyman's Battle, I didn't understand that would never fill that void.
Every day, men struggle with sexual integrity. Impure thoughts, strip clubs, affairs, pornography.
The shame and guilt was overwhelming.
For over 20 years, New Life Ministries has been helping men regain their integrity through their one-of-a-kind Everyman's Battle Intensive.
You will discover what the true root of your pain is, and you will discover how to overcome.
You don't have to struggle any longer. Get help in Washington, D.C., July 10th through the 12th. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE to register or to find out more. 1-800-639-5433 or online at newlife.com. Use the discount code NLL to save $50.
Every man's battle saved my life.
1-800-NEW-LIFE and the discount code NLL. To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to New Life Live.
I want to tell you really quick about New Life recovery groups, because recovery isn't just about what you give up. It's about who you're becoming. New Life recovery groups offer guidance, accountability, and community rooted in biblical truth. You can find a group near you or online at newlife.com. But if you want to talk to Jill and JJ, 1-800-229-3000, and we're going to begin with a call from Grant in Los Angeles. Hi there, Grant. Welcome to New Life Live.
Hi, thank you.
What's going on? You went to EMB?
Yeah, I was there this past weekend. It was really encouraging. I just want to call and say thank you, guys. I've gotten a scholarship to go as well. And so that was part of just really grateful for the opportunity and just be there with like a group of around 30 guys, and then they put you in smaller groups. And so just to know, like, you know, there's other men that you can relate to, and that, you know, there's a greater plan and purpose, and not just, you know, things that eventually just are going to lead to destruction. So, yeah, I really appreciate it. And JJ mentioned it and was like, all right, I got to call in. So,
well, we appreciate your call. What's your story briefly? What led you to Everyman's Battle?
Well, I remember the book being released, when I was maybe high school or college. And then, I've gone to different groups and tried to be disciples, and but I had gone through a divorce that was related in part to lack of integrity. And so I think I'm engaged now, and I don't want to repeat the same mistakes. And so a friend from church told my fiance about the your ministry. And so at first I was a little hesitant, because I hadn't heard of you all. I'd been going through a different ministry. I'm just wrapping that up. But it was kind of coming to an end, so I wasn't really sure what to do next. So at least with Everyman's Battle, and there's sustained victory groups, there's like discipleship groups. So that was just really helpful. And then just talking with the small group leader, he's a life coach from North Carolina, and just meeting guys from, you know, all over Texas and Oklahoma and Arkansas and Ohio and North Dakota. It's kind of, it's unique in California, understanding how many men are struggling with the same thing, and it doesn't really matter where your geographic location is.
Right.
But also know that we don't have to be lonely. Like, there's, you know, it's a very similar experience despite, like, where we live and who we are. You know, we need that, like, fellowship, and like, iron sharpens iron, so.
Yeah, that's for sure. JJ?
Yeah, so, Grant, hey, thanks for calling in. It was so great to meet you this weekend, and I'm glad to hear that you're wanting to take this seriously and continue on with sustained victory. Could you share with the audience maybe one thing, one takeaway that you're like, okay, I don't want to forget this. I want to hold on to this truth that I was challenged with this weekend.
Yeah, it's just how we have to connect with God, with ourselves through, like, journaling, and then with other people. So I might have bad habits, but I can't, if I think my way into a bad habit, I'm not going to be able to think my way out of it. So it really does need some sort of influence to break the cycle, the bad habit, basically.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's great. Oh, man. Thanks for sharing that. And thanks so much for calling. And like I said, I'm really glad that you were there, glad to have gotten to know you a little bit, and looking forward to seeing how God takes where you are now and where he's taking you to, like to see that, right? To see the growth and see the change. It's encouraging.
Yeah. Grant, thank you so much. Yes. For calling. And as the female here on the panel today, your future wife will be so grateful. It's such a gift that you have given her, that you've acknowledged this, that you see the problem, that you're not just thinking, oh, my new marriage, my new wife will fix this problem. That no, it's something you are taking responsibility for and taking care of so that you can start off differently. Love it.
Yeah, and that's something we talk about here on New Life Live about every man's battle, because some guys, single guys or whatever, will think, you know, once I get married, all these urges and everything will go away.
It'll change because then, change. You know, right. I can have sex with my wife and it won't be a problem.
Right. Yeah. But you can find out more about Every Man's Battle on our website, newlife.com. Find out when the next one is and get registered right away. In fact, if you register right now, you'll get an early bird discount. So do that at newlife.com or by calling 1-800-NEW-LIFE. And if you want to talk to Jill and JJ today, you can call us at 1-800-229-3000. Let's go to Pat in Byers, Colorado, watching us on NRB TV. Hi there, Pat. Welcome to New Life Live.
Hi. Thanks. Thanks for the call. I've been seeing a therapist. She's not a Christian therapist, and I've seen her a couple of times. And I write poetry and songs and everything like that. She said, could you send me a screenshot of some of your stuff? So I sent her a screenshot of a couple of completed songs that have music to it from, you know, that aren't recent. And she said, can you send me some more? And I said, well, I'm not finished with some of the stuff I'm writing. And she said, well, send it to me, and I'll add AI to it to complete it. And I thought, well, that's a little strange, because this is kind of personal mm-hmm. stuff to me. And I kind of have a little bit of a problem with boundaries. And so I'm thinking, I'm asking myself, why do you feel uncomfortable, or are you just guarding? And she's the therapist, you're not. So do you send her your personal stuff that's not finished? And I was perplexed. Why would AI finish something for me?
And why would your therapist want AI to finish something for you? That's
right. Why is she taking on your project versus you're bringing it into the session and using it to talk, you know, because music and writing is a wonderful way of expressing how we feel and where we're at. And so, to share that with your therapist as part of your therapeutic process, not for her to take and polish up, right, and possibly do something with. So I would want to talk with her about that in the session and talk about your discomfort, because this is a relationship, and the things that come up in the therapy room can be used to really help you and be very therapeutic. Because if you're having these feelings with her and you're telling me you have boundary issues, it tells me that you're sensing that it feels like maybe there's a boundary violation going on, perhaps.
Okay. So, and I don't know if that's my problem.
But that's okay. You're going to therapy for you. So you don't have to decide what's her problem. You just have to tell her how it makes you feel. And that in trying to learn about boundaries, it feels uncomfortable that your stuff would be taken and something else done with it. Like, this is your creative process. And there's a lot of issues now. I mean, people do that with AI. And it's like we're then lacking something in our own creative process.
Would that be normal for a therapist to ask someone to bring in their work? Like, if they're an artist, to bring in their paintings or whatever the case might be. Okay.
Yes. Sure.
Yeah. To bring it in, to process together what is this expressing about you, or what were you trying to communicate, right? That's very normal. And like Jill was saying, good therapy is supposed to be a microcosm of how we do relationship.
Mm-hmm.
And so like Jill was saying, it's important, Pat, for you to be able to make your request known, make your feelings known, to be able to say, hey, I just need to, you to know that I was feeling uncomfortable at this request. You're not assigning judgment or blame or saying you did something wrong, you shouldn't have asked me this. You're simply expressing, for me, in that scenario, I felt uncomfortable with you asking for this when it's unfinished because it's something that I want to complete, right? That's completely fine for you to share that. And because good therapy is supposed to be a microcosm, it helps to practice. How do I have and maintain good, healthy boundaries with others where I can express what my wants and my desires and my feelings are without fear of retribution?
Well, and if it's, you can approach it also from a stance of, I'm a little bit confused. Mm-hmm. Can you help me understand, why
what's
you were wanting? What's the purpose?
Yeah,
what's the therapeutic value in that? I don't know if you talked about wanting to produce your songs and somehow maybe she has an interest in that. And so she's going to help you. That also wouldn't be appropriate. This is your process. She can certainly, add in her experience or knowledge of the subject, but it's yours to do and to decide what to do with. So, but just, approach it from a stance of wanting to understand more. What the therapeutic purpose is in that.
Have you copyrighted your work, Pat?
Yes, the two that I sent her are copywritten.
Okay.
Good.
And I said it's copywritten, it's in the studio, there's music to it, but she wasn't interested in that. She didn't want to hear it.
Oh.
She didn't want to hear, it was just a screenshot of the lyrics.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Okay.
And
Were you clear when she asked for the first two what the therapeutic value was in that? Did she share with you what she was wanting from that?
Well, okay, she kind of described it in our first session. I said sometimes, I'm a singer and sometimes I get stuck and I don't feel like singing. And she says, where is it located? I said, kind of in my solar plexus, area. Mm-hmm. She says, well, I'm doing some research on that. And when people are stuck that are singers in particular, she says there's a reason for it being stuck in a certain place. And I know a lady who is an opera singer that we're thinking of doing some kind of a program to find out why a person would have, at times sing from their diaphragm and other times from their throat. And it's not good to sing from your throat. Mm-hmm. So she's going into all that. And she said it's going to be a nonprofit thing and you would be perfect for that thing. And so it's like, wow, all this stuff, and I'm thinking, is this, it's perplexing to me in a way, but I don't know. So I went along with it and sent her two of my songs that were completed. But what got me was that she didn't say, well, she didn't want to hear the music. I said, boy, it's a lot different when you hear the music. It's a beautiful song, but she didn't want to hear the music.
Hmm.
Hmm. And are you wanting to be a part of that project?
At first, I said that might work, but then in thinking about it, I think it's just going to bring me more into being on guard about where I'm singing. I don't know how to explain it. It's because sometimes I after our sessions, I don't feel hopeful. I thought, well, therapy sometimes is not comfortable.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought, or am I guarding? So I'm going in circles, like, is it me? Is it you? Is it, all that.
Well, and there may be a little bit of a dual purpose or dual agenda happening here. Mm-hmm. If she's doing research and she's wanting to pull you into that, and it's perfectly okay for you to say, you know what, the more I think about it, I've changed my mind. And I don't think I want to be a part of a research, study. Mm-hmm. That I'd like to just do my own personal therapy apart from that.
Now, Pat mentioned something that I wonder if other people think about sometimes when they're with their therapist or whatever. And Personally, I think Dr. Jill Hubbard and J.J. West are great. But if you go to a therapist and you automatically assume, well, they know better.
Don't check your brain at the door.
Yeah.
Right? You know yourself. And the thing is to get, you know, to listen to what is coming up for you. Mm-hmm. And this is a chance for you to practice, Pat.
And there's great examples and poor examples in every profession, just like in counseling is the same.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And we're not saying that Pat's...
Yeah, we're not judging the therapist. We're just, you know, responding to what you're telling us and to your reactions.
Yeah. Pat, thanks for calling us today here on New Life Live. We've got to take a break. We're going to go to more calls in just a moment. 1-800-229-3000 is our number. We're going to be here for the rest of this hour and all of next, so call in. We've got Kay and Lyndon standing by, and we're waiting for your call, too. 1-800-229-3000. We'll be right back.
Hello, everybody. It's Becky Brown. If you want to be part of what God is doing through New Life, we have a matching gift campaign going on right now. We had a group of donors. They believe in the ministry of New Life. They see how our world needs truth, compassion, needs grace, and it needs some clinical expertise. And so we started with a seed of $250,000, and we have just been blessed with another additional $50,000 towards the seed. So the match is now at $300,000. So that means every dollar that you give will be doubled up to that amount, and it will make a difference in the lives of so many people. It helps New Life continue to do the work that we've done for close to 40 years. I want to encourage you, if you want to be part of the match, you can go to newlife.com/match, or you can text the word match to 28950 or call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Your gift will be doubled and will make such a difference in the lives of so many people.
Do you need help for life's hard situations?
My husband recently said he wanted a divorce.
I'm confused on what I should do.
I have an eating disorder.
New Life Live answers your questions on relationships, grief, addiction, trauma, anxiety, and much more, all from a biblical perspective with our panel of professional counselors and psychologists.
I learn a lot from your program.
You help so many people.
I appreciate your ministry.
Whether you listen or watch, there are so many ways to connect with us to ask our panel of counselors a question. Call us Monday through Wednesday at 1 p.m. Eastern, 10 a.m. Pacific at 1-800-229-3000 to ask your question on New Life Live. Or go to newlife.com/radio for other ways to get your question answered.
I'm trying to find help.
I just want to know how to set boundaries.
If it's a sin, what am I supposed to do?
Need a therapist or a coach, a resource or an intensive? Call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433. 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to New Life Live.
We're back on New Life Live with Dr. Jill Hubbard and J.J. West. And J.J., you've got a webinar coming up this week. Tell us about it.
I do have a webinar coming up this week. I'm excited about it. It's called Identity in Christ, What the Bible Says. And, you know, it's really a webinar for everyone. But specifically, it's for those of us who have struggled with rooting our identity in something like our profession, our role, or in our relationships, whether I'm a parent, a spouse, a sibling, whether it's in what other people say about me, or oftentimes past mistakes, things that I've done that I just regret. And When we root our identity in something that is fleeting, something that's temporary, it's very much like being in a boat and trying to stop the boat with an anchor that's just dragging along the floor and not hooked into anything. So what this webinar is about is teaching us how to connect our identity to the scriptures tell us that Jesus is our anchor beyond the veil. And so we want to root our identity in something permanent, in our identity in Christ, because that's something that's going to last and it doesn't get pushed around by the waves of life.
Find out more about it at newlife.com, or you know what? Just text webinar to 28950 and we'll text you back a registration link and also a free tip sheet called Five Ways to Live Confidently in Your Identity in Christ. Again, text webinar to 28950 and join us this Thursday at 7 p.m. Central Time for this 90-minute webinar that includes 30 minutes of Q&A, pricing, and more information. Oh, and if you can't be there this Thursday, sign up anyway, because after the webinar, you'll get a link where you can watch it for the next 7 days. So, you know, if you're thinking, I can't do it this Thursday, well, sign up anyway, because you can do it on Friday or Saturday, Sunday, right, whenever. All right, let's go back to the phones. Here is Lyndon, who is listening to us on WAVA in Upper Marlboro, Maryland. Welcome, Lyndon, to New Life Live.
Thank you, thank you. It's an honor and privilege to be here on New Life Live. And I must say how grateful and thankful I am this afternoon to share part of which God has delivered me from my story. And I accredit all of this to every man's battle. I heard J.J. West there. He was in the session 2023, August, and I was the only person from Guyana, man from Guyana, suffering with an addiction, pornography and masturbation. I was dating with the to get married in mind. And when my fiance confronted me with a simple question, are you involved in pornography and masturbation? I was like, I stopped for a moment and I minimized it, tried to minimize it. And said, you know what? It's on and off. It's no big deal. I wanted to just keep it that way. But when she asked me a resounding question, the question, can a person, can a woman be just a little bit pregnant? That hit me like a stun gun. I came to myself.
Sounds like a wise woman. And you married her, right?
Yes. Yes.
So, yes, she said, are you a little pregnant?
Yes.
So, you know, it hit me. That ran me over like a Mack truck right there. You know, the conviction was so strong. Mm. And when I look into her eyes, she began to cry. Mm. Right? And I said to her, I said, look, Patricia, I'm willing to do anything to change this. Why? Because I didn't want to lose her. And there is where she invited me to every man's battle. Right? I was in Guyana. She invited me. She said, I can help you if you're willing to attend every man's battle. I was there, and I learned so much. J.J. West can attest to that. We had breakout groups. And, you know, I learned to look at her. When I came out, I was so excited. I called her. I said, babe, listen, I now see you with new eyes. Before then, I objectify women. Mm-hmm. Now, I can see you with the eyes of Christ. I can see you as a human being, as a beautiful woman of God, as my prospective wife, my future wife. And I learned from that, what thought do you use to replace when the enemy comes again with temptation? What thought do you use? Because we have our eyes, God has made us with our beautiful eyes to see. When a young lady crossed path, or when some woman is wearing skimpy clothing or garment, what do? When we see that image, do we hold that image and keep it in our thoughts, or do we replace it with something different?
Lyndon, thank you so much for that testimony. I mean,
it's wonderful. You learned a lot, Lyndon.
We can talk hour long about every man's battle, but when somebody calls in and shares how it changed their life, I mean, that speaks volumes. Lyndon, thank you, and I think you said your wife's name is Patricia. God bless you guys, and we are so glad that you're doing the work to Just be that man of God, that man of integrity that you were meant to be. And we just praise God for your story. Thank you so much for calling in today to New Life Live. 1-800-229-3000 is the number to call us. We'll be here for the rest of this hour and all of next with Dr. Jill Hubbard and J.J. West. 1-800-229-3000.
Hello, it's Becky Brown. I am so excited to launch our 99 for the One Partner Initiative. Every day we hear from people all over the world who are looking for hope. They've been lost in a relationship struggle, addiction, anxiety, depression, all kinds of ways. And it reminds us of the story in Luke 15, where the shepherd that leaves the 99 to go rescue the one. And you know, we've seen God work in the lives of so many people over the years here at New Life, and we want to invite you to be part of what God is doing. 99 for the One is our partner program that you can give to the ministry on a monthly basis to make sure that we continue to reach out to the lost.
Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE, 1-800-639-5433, or newlife.com/9941.
I was sort of vaguely familiar that the 12 steps had some origination in the Bible. I found Life Recovery. And one of the things I liked so much was that it had such a broad appeal. It wasn't limited to just alcohol or drugs, that it was addressing a wide range of problems.
At New Life, we believe everyone can benefit from a life recovery experience. There are life recovery groups all over the country. They take place online, in conference calls, and in person. And if there isn't one in your area, we can help you start one. We have startup materials, leaders' guides, CDs, Bibles, and more, all with discounts available for groups. Call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE and ask for Terry Ward. The 12 steps have long been a great help to people in recovery because much of the 12 steps' power comes from the fact that they capture principles clearly revealed in the Bible.
The 12 steps is really a pattern for all of us as Christians.
You can also find out more at liferecoverygroups.com.
To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to New Life Live.
God's heart is for every individual who is hurting, broken, or lost. And at New Life, we're committed to joining in that pursuit, ensuring that no one feels beyond reach. When you give to New Life Ministries, you're helping assure that we can continue to answer the call of the hurting with biblical resources. And right now, because of a $300,000 matching gift, your donation has twice the impact. To make a difference today, call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE or visit newlife.com or text the word MATCH to 28950. Thank you so much for whatever you can do. And man, it's amazing what the Lord is doing through New Life. You've already heard a couple of calls today so far, and we're going to help someone else right now. This is Kay in Dallas, Texas. And Holly, we see you as well, so we'll talk to you too. But Kay, welcome to New Life Live, and thanks for listening to us on Sirius XM Channel 131. How can we help you?
Hi, thank you for taking my call. I guess when your screener was asking me specifically what I wanted to talk about, I almost fell apart.
Mm.
And I want to forgive my ex-husband. And I want to, I ask God every day, bless him and bless his new wife who he had an affair with, and within 6 months of us being divorced, she was engaged to her. Mm-hmm. And we were married for 25 years. And I ask God every day, please bless them. You tell me to pray for my enemies. You tell me to pray for those that have hurt me. Bless them and help me mean it. I don't mean it. And I'm asking him to help me mean it. But I just don't understand how someone can, and I know it happens every day, and I know people do it, but how does God look at someone who did something like this? They pick up, they move on, they go to church on Sundays, and they go to the country club for lunch and play tennis, and they're just this happy couple. And they're it's like, honestly, it's like I was erased.
Mm-hmm.
And I just need to know. It's almost like if God had an accounting department, I would want the phone number. I would want to be able to call God's accountant and say, you got this, right? You saw what happened. And I just don't know. I don't know what to do. I don't know. It's been 4 years since we've been divorced. I know that he had planned it for a year prior to COVID. And what happened was my dad died in June. His best friend lost his business during COVID and committed suicide in September. Oh, my sister died from COVID in October. Mm. Our goddaughter was hit by a drunk driver in November. And we had such a horrific 2020. On New Year's Eve, I gave him a notebook with scripture and a pen and his monogram on it, and I had one for me, and I said, 2020 was, you know, from the pit of hell. It really was.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So let's write down our bucket list for 21, and let's just figure out what we're going to do.
Mm-hmm.
And he put his pen down, and he said, I want a divorce. I'm having an affair.
Whoa.
So happy New Year. So all that within 6 months, and I'm fully functioning. I mean, I go to work. I have a full-time job. I provide for our daughter. But it's those quiet moments when I'm praying and I'm thinking, Lord, you saw that, right?
Mm-hmm.
You saw that. And I don't want to feel that way, but I don't know what else to do.
Mm-hmm. Kay, are there any kids involved? Not that.
Yes. You have a daughter, you said.
Daughter, okay.
We do. We have a wonderful daughter she's now 20 and very, very well adjusted, loves the Lord. And his new wife has two young teenage daughters. So I'm sure that's a lot of fun. But there's kids involved.
Mm-hmm.
And we don't have anything to do with one another. I have seen him recently. My daughter was in the hospital and we were both there, and everything, God gave me everything I had prayed for. He gave me peace. He gave me a calm tongue and he gave me a sound mind. I was not emotional. I was not anything other than kind to him. And he's always going to be kind to me because I know deep inside he feels very guilty, but I just need to move on. I need to figure out.
So, Kay,
how do I just let him go?
Yeah, it's so hard, and I wish I could say it's quick, but it is a long journey, and it's a gradual journey. I mean, I actually, in hearing you, think you're doing pretty well for it just being like 4 years out. I mean, you were married 25 years to this man.
Yeah.
Right. And sounds like you were pretty blindsided.
You do.
What?
I said, you do think I'm doing well, because that makes me feel a lot better coming from you.
Yeah. Well, yeah. And you know, I've walked this journey, and it's really a painful one. It's the you know, middle of the night gut wrenching. And I remember what Steve Arterburn used to always say, you know, in the beginning, he prayed that his wife would, like, you know, be hit by a car. I mean, and then he prayed that she would come down with a fatal illness. And then, okay, maybe just boils all over her body that were really painful. And then, you know, and so then gradually, and I remember at about 5 years or so, he said, okay, the rain falls on the just and the unjust. Okay, I'm going to pray that good things happen. So it was a gradual, and I'm like, really, Steve? I'm not there yet. And, wow. And really, that's where I have to go. Please, no.
Yeah.
And so, see, is the thing is with forgiveness, we can forgive what has already happened. So you can forgive, but your heart doesn't immediately catch up to that. And I always say divorce is the gift that keeps on giving. You know, it gives you things you never, ever wanted. And so the effects of divorce, right? God hates divorce and everything around it because of the ripple effect. And it's not just the day you sign off and you're officially divorced. Okay, it's done. No, it affects every aspect of your life. You have a child together. Yeah, she's 20, but there are future things. And so there are reminders of that. It's really, so give yourself some grace. Realize you're in process, that it happens gradually. Have friends around you. You need people you can complain to. And remember, if he still feels guilty, that's helpful because then he is being cordial. But in divorce, you no longer have the communication. And so a lot of times you're just getting the things you didn't like about a person instead of, you know, mm-hmm. having balancing it with some of the good. You got to give yourself time and you've got to redirect your life and know that the wicked prosper for a season. Mm-hmm. But just because God may seem a little bit silent, he's not absent. And he is working behind the scenes, and people are held accountable for their actions. And mm-hmm. you might not see it. You might not see it in this lifetime. Yeah. But usually, eventually, you do. And of so many people that I've counseled, years later, things happen, and you go, okay, there it is, God. You know, vengeance is yours, and you are just.
Yeah.
And so these things, you know, they're, you know, living on the high of their, you know, new love or whatever, but it isn't all it's cracked up to be. Let's just say that.
JJ, 45 seconds.
Yeah, so real quick, listen, Kay, I'm so sorry that this happened to you. Three things. One is to remember that forgiveness is not the same as forgetting. Mm-hmm. There's too many people who confuse that, and they think to forgive is to forget, and that the Bible teaches that. It doesn't. So just because you remember what happened to you and the pain that it has and continues to cause doesn't mean you haven't forgiven. Second is that we oftentimes will say, well, vengeance is mine, says the Lord. So go get him, God, as opposed to letting God handle what needs to be handled and not taking advice from me. But then the third thing that I think is most important, you know, your question about God, do you see, are you keeping account? Do you see what happened? I would invite you to turn that to God. Do you see my pain?
Yeah.
And the answer to that is yes, because we serve a God who enters into our pain with us. So thank you for calling, Kay.
Yeah, Kay, there's a book in the newlife.com store called Intimate Deception from our friend, Dr. Sherry Denham Keffer. And we've also got a intensive coming up in November called Restore, Healing After Betrayal. You can find out all about it on our website, newlife.com. We'll be back in just a moment.
90% of Christians have trouble with sex, have trouble with marriage, have trouble with communicating because we were not ever taught practical, basic things about intimacy, about marriage, about sex. We did a huge disservice to ourselves.
When you come to intimacy in marriage, you're going to be immersed into a 3-day process.
They taught us a ton of skills about connecting, about how to really help each other to feel seen and heard.
If you've thought, I don't think we can ever change, we're just in this rut and we can't get out, the Intimacy in Marriage Workshop can help you get out of the rut.
The Intimacy in Marriage Weekend is July 24th through the 26th in Washington, D.C. Register online at newlife.com or call 1-800-NEW-LIFE and use the code NLL for a discount. 1-800-639-5433.
I think if everyone came earlier rather than later, they could save themselves years of misery and misunderstanding.
For over 35 years, New Life has been the most trusted name in Christian counseling.
Your ministry has saved my life.
If you struggle with emotional hurt, family or marriage problems, the pit of depression, or the pain of addiction, we can help.
I'm down 100 pounds now from what I was.
I found a counselor through New Life Ministries, and it's just been outstanding.
Our treatment programs provide clinically appropriate solutions from licensed professionals, all in a biblical framework.
I have had problems with alcohol. I think God has ordained this place to be His.
You don't have to be a prisoner of your pain. Help is available at 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
She tells me that I'm a new man and I feel like a new man.
It worked for me and it can work for them too.
This time it is different.
If you're ready to take the first steps toward genuine spiritual and emotional healing, call us today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. God can open the door for a better tomorrow.
To get someone that's competent, that's good at what they do, it's been like day and night compared to what I've had before.
Call 1-800-639-5433.
To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to New Life Live.
All right, we're here for the rest of this hour and all of next, so call us up at 1-800-229-3000. No problem is too small to call in about. No problem is too big to call in and talk about. 1-800-229-3000. And if you're saying, I don't need to call, I'm okay, or I'm okay enough. No. Call in to 1-800-229-3000. Here is Holly. She is in Orlando, and it's her first time listening to New Life Live. How'd you find out about us, Holly?
I was driving down the road.
And there we were.
And there you were.
Wow. So how can we help you? What's going on?
Well, I've been struggling for a little bit now. I've been divorced for almost 2 years now. I was married for almost 20. In that time, I had a lot of issues with my husband. He was unfaithful to me pretty much our entire marriage. I just didn't realize it. He had a sex addiction, and he kept it hidden pretty well. For the most part, he was ex-military, he was military at the time, and there was a lot of things going on. He kind of got really abusive with me. There was a lot of aggressions and all this stuff going on. About 3.5, almost 4 years ago now, my best friend suddenly passed away. At the time, he was getting really violent. He was getting really aggressive with me, and not just with me, but our animals and all kinds of stuff. So I had started to kind of separate, but in my head, I'm going, I married this man. I love him. I want to be a good wife, and I want to do what God would have me do. And I felt like staying with him, fighting through the issues. I didn't realize there was an addiction component. I've come to that since our divorce, which the divorce happened very suddenly. I didn't even know that we were officially divorced until months after we were divorced because he got a default judgment. And within a year, 6 months to a year, he was already remarried to another woman. And there were some other things that happened, stressed me out. Before my best friend passed, I found an account that he was basically catfishing for little girls, for young girls. I didn't understand at the time what I was looking at. And then I found out once I left and went home, because I live states away, that he had been inappropriate with my niece and tried to have her cover it all up and say delete all the messages and stuff. And so at that moment, I went, it's either this man that's abusing me, or it's my family and my niece that I need to protect.
Yeah.
So I went to the funeral. Then within umpteen months, my father passed, my uncle passed, the woman who was like a grandmother to me passed. They all started passing, like, very quickly. So I ended up staying home, trying to handle all of that with my mother, my family. And while that happened, he literally snuck in a divorce. And he knew I couldn't come home. And he basically set up to where they didn't serve me until the last minute, even though he knew where I was.
So, Holly, what's your main question for us today, Holly?
So, of this stuff has happened, he has now remarried a woman that it took me decades to actually know who he was, because mm-hmm. he's very good at hiding it. And I go, she has kids, she has grandkids, and I'm afraid to not speak up, because that's how he got away with all the indecencies he did and the addiction he had, because he's very sly about it.
So you're saying you want to tell the new wife what about his past, about what he did to your niece and everything?
Basically warn her, because, again, there's a lot of damage to be done without knowing the truth. And I don't mm-hmm. want her to go through what I just went through with my family, my friends. I am afraid to just go, everybody's like, it's done. He's already hurt you. It's already done. You just wash your hands of it. And I'm going, but is that what God would have me do? Is that what's right?
Yeah.
Jill, what would you say? Well, I'm thinking, okay.
But at the same time.
Holly, with your niece, was this reported?
It was not. My sister, there was some weirdness with my sister. My sister did some crazy things to me, and that was how she got me to walk away from him.
Okay.
She has her own issues.
Okay,
she's a very controlling person.
So,
go ahead, Jill.
So, Holly, I would, okay, and is what, you're in a different state than your ex-husband?
I am.
Okay. I'm wondering about calling Child Protective Services in the state where he lives, and you can call anonymously. Mm-hmm. And ask the questions and say, I have information on a situation, and this person is in proximity to children, and I'm concerned. What do I do with that? Mm-hmm. And you can say, you know, there was a situation, and my family chose not to report it, but I have this information. And that they can help walk you through that. And tell you what you can do with the information. But that, because you want to start a paper trail, and because that then, you know, helps to protect, right? Or it does something. I mean, it adds to the case should there be anything else. I understand your concern and wanting to warn. I think starting there, getting the information, and then seeing if there can be information sent to her. I think you jump in the mix and contact her. I'm not sure about that. JJ, do you have thoughts on that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I was wondering the exact same thing as Jill, that you were wondering, you know, was the niece underage at the time of the inappropriate behavior? Is she still a minor? Because different states have different laws, but at least in Florida, if she's still a minor, there's a requirement to report.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, I know that you're currently in, I think you're currently in Florida, Holly, but I don't know if the ex lives in a different state.
Yeah, he does. But where does the niece live?
Yeah, exactly. Where does the niece live? So I do agree that there's going to need to be, like, even we as licensed therapists in our state have a duty to report. And so, so there's a need to follow up, Holly, with, like Jill was saying, to call whatever state your niece lives in, call Child Protective Services there to find out what is the next step. And that may then guide what your next step is with regard to your ex and his new wife and whatever children are in that mix. But I would say this, regardless of what the next legal step is, I think it's important for you to recognize that even if you take the step of saying something to the new wife, which you're well within your right to do so, one, she may not believe you.
Right.
And two, he may twist the story to make it out like you are just trying to cause trouble.
Right.
Like
it's a vendetta.
And the reason I'm saying that is not to convince you to not say anything, not to do anything, is to recognize that it's important for us that whenever I'm going to confront someone, I need to be okay with whatever the outcome is. If I need the outcome to be a certain way, I may not be ready to confront. Like if I need her to believe me, if I need this to end with him facing some jail time or whatever, I may not be ready to confront. But I do think you need to report to the legal authorities there.
Mm-hmm. For sure. Holly, thanks for calling us today here on New Life Live. And we're going to be here for another hour. And Becky Brown will be joining us next hour. Becky and Serena, stay on the phone, and we'll talk to you.
Thanks for listening. We hope this program has helped you by giving you insights for handling the challenges you face in your life. We want you to know that we're here for you, but you also need to know that New Life Live is a listener-supported ministry. To make your donation or to get any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433 or online at newlife.com. Please join us again tomorrow for New Life Live. The preceding program was pre-recorded.